Okay, the title of our next presentation is Biodethatching Using Fungal Lacases, Process Optimization. Presenting is Sudeep Saidu.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the introduction. The topic of my presentation is Biodethatching Using Fungal Lacases, Process Optimization. My presentation is divided into three parts. In the first part, it's an introduction where I'll talk about thatch and the use of lycase enzyme to manage thatch. The second part will be my research approach where I'll talk about my experiments and my results. The last part is where I'll talk about the summary and conclusions. So a typical turf profile is divided into three parts. On the top is the green grass. Below the grass is a layer of organic matter that is known as thatch or mat layer. And below that, it is soil. So thatch layer, by definition, is an organic layer that consists of living and dead organic matter. Mat layer is thatch layer that has soil or sand intermixed into it. So thatch layer has several disadvantages, but the bottom line is that thatch management involves high costs. So now my question is that what is the role of lignin in thatch management? So if we see at the cell wall structure, this is the model of a secondary cell wall on your right. The blue dots represent cellulose, the primary structural unit of the cell wall. And if you can see, it is embedded in a matrix of hemicellulose. And the important thing is that both cellulose and hemicellulose are embedded in a matrix of lignin. So lignin acts as a protective matrix that shields the more decomposable forms, that is cellulose and hemicellulose, from microbial degradation. So our thought process was that if we are able to remove or open up the lignin matrix, we may invite more microbes that can decompose more structural sugars, and so that we can manage thatch problem. Now the next question was how to get rid of lignin. In nature, there are certain organisms like white rot fungi that produce a series of enzymes like lycase and a series of peroxidase enzymes that are able to degrade lignin. I will not be talking in detail about the peroxidase enzymes because they require hydrogen peroxide or other peroxides to initiate their reaction. However, lycase uses molecular oxygen to carry on its reaction. If you see on your right, it is a beta sheet structure of lycase enzyme. Our lignin molecule or any organic molecule is held at the green zone, and on the purple zone, the molecular oxygen is held. So what happens is that the orange balls in the center, those represent the copper atoms in the lycase enzyme, so they extract four electrons from the lignin molecule one by one and give the electrons to oxygen. So lignin molecule, after losing electron, is oxidized to free radicals, and then the reaction is carried on and lycase is degraded, whereas oxygen gets the electrons and is converted to water. So now, at this point, what we have to think is that we cannot apply microbial populations on turf grass because it is very difficult to maintain their population over a longer period of time. So our hypothesis was, what if we use the enzyme that is more important and spray it over the turf grass? So based on this knowledge, we started our dethatching project using lycase enzyme. So the next part is about my experiments and results. So before I discuss my present experiments, I would like to have some background about this project. This project started in 2008 with a lab study, followed by a greenhouse study. At that point, we were not sure about what is the optimum concentration or activity of lycase that should be applied, so we applied a wide range. And after 9 months of application, we found out that when lycase was applied at 2 units per centimeter squared at a frequency of 2 weeks, it was significantly effective in reducing thatch layer and total organic carbon. So based on this knowledge, the objectives of my present study are to optimize the rate and frequency of lycase application on bent grass and to verify the effectiveness of lycase application on Bermuda and Zoysia grass. For our materials and methods, the study that we conducted on bent grass is a sand-based bent grass over 20 years old. We had 12 treatment combinations. The first thing that we wanted to optimize is the rate of application. So if you can see on the blue box below, I have 4 different rates. From our greenhouse study, we knew that a rate of 2 units was effective. So now we had 4 different rates starting from 0.5, 1, 2, and 4. In the brackets, you can see I have mentioned SA. This means lycase that we got from Sigma Aldrich. So next thing that we wanted to optimize is the frequency. So if you can see in the blue box, we applied lycase at 2 units at 4 different frequencies at 2, 4, 8, and 12 weeks. Another thing that we wanted, or we were interested to see, is how would lycase affect when it is applied in combination with the cultural management practice. So we had coaeration followed by top dressing twice a year, and then we applied lycase as an enzyme once every 4 weeks at a unit at an activity level of 2 units per centimeter squared. Another thing we compared was lycase enzyme from different sources. One source, as I have already mentioned, is lycase from Sigma Aldrich, and we had 2 different sources from China, one from a Chinese university, that is Jiangnan University, and another from a commercial Chinese vendor. And because we had so many treatment combinations, we were not able to do a completely factorial design. We saw our treatment as one-way randomized block design. Next, we had 2 different experiments, one on ultra-dwarf Bermuda grass and another on zoea grass grown on a home lawn management conditions. And we had 2 treatments on both of these experiments, control and lycase at 2 units applied at every 2 weeks of frequency. And both these experiments were completely randomized. So after 6 months of application, we collected our data for thatch layer thickness, total organic carbon content, saturated hydraulic conductivity, acid-soluble and acid-insoluble lignin, and structural sugars. In most of my graphs, I will write cellulose and hemicellulose instead of structural sugars to make it more easy. So this table shows us the treatment effects. It is not a complete ANOVA table, but the important things that we wanted to see here were how are the rate and frequency effects on different parameters. So we can see that we had a significant effect of rate of applications, of frequency of application on thatch layer, acid-soluble, insoluble, total lignin, and total sugars. CMP in this chart meant cultural management practice. This is the treatment with cultural management practice and cultural management practice plus lycase. It was also significant in reducing thatch layer, acid-soluble, insoluble, total lignin, and total sugars. However, we did not see any significant difference when we applied 3 different sources, except for difference in the lignin content. And we did not see any significant differences in total organic carbon or saturated hydraulic conductivity. So these are my results. First, I will talk about the rate of application. If you can see on my x-axis, we'll be having lycase activity in units per centimeter square. On my y-axis, for thatch layer thickness, it will be centimeters, and for other parameters like lignin and structural sugars, it will be percentage. So as you can see that with all the treatments, we got a significant reduction in thatch layer, as well as in acid-soluble lignin. So now this is very important slide. If we see in the total lignin chart, we saw a significant decrease till we applied lycase at 2 units. But after that, when we applied lycase at 4 units, the lignin content is basically similar to the control. So now what I want everyone to understand is that there is a difference when we are saying lignin reduction and lignin degradation. So lycase enzyme is degrading lignin because we can see that from the other treatments, but the overall reduction percentage of lignin, it's a little higher at 0.4. It is because if you look at the sugar data on the next chart, we saw that the sugar reduction at 0.4 is significantly lower than the other treatments. So now, why is lignin content a little higher at that point? If you see at the formula in the sugar graph, so how we basically, what is lignin content? It is lignin divided by lignin plus cellulose plus hemicellulose plus other pectins that are available in the cell and into multiplied by 100. So the thing is, when we are decreasing the denominator, like hemicellulose and cellulosic sugars, it is basically increasing the numerator. But the important thing is that lycase is effective in degrading lignin content. So what we saw here is that even if we apply lycase enzyme at as low activity at 0.5, it is effective in reducing thatch layer thickness, cellulose and hemicellulose content, and lignin content. So the next thing that I would like to discuss is the frequency of application. So if you can see here that when we applied lycase at 2 units of activity level and at different frequencies, as you can see on the x-axis, we got a significant difference in thatch layer and in the sugar content. So what I want to say is that we can apply lycase as infrequently as 12 weeks of frequency if we are using 2 units of application, and it was significant in reducing thatch layers, cellulose and hemicellulosic sugars, and lignin content. I am not showing the lignin data, but it's because of the scope and time available, but it was significantly reduced. The next thing was application of lycase enzyme along with the cultural management practice. So if you can see here, when we applied only lycase, only cultural management practice, or cultural management practice plus lycase, they were not significantly different from each other, but they were significantly low for thatch layer thickness with the control. But if we see at the sugar data, when lycase was applied with cultural management practice, the sugar reduction was significantly lower, was lower than only cultural management practice and only lycase application. So this graph shows us the effect of lycase application on Bermuda and Zoysia grass. I would like to say that these two are different experiments, but for the sake of making the charts easier, I have put the data in one chart. So if you can see, we got a significant reduction for thatch layer and total organic carbon when we used lycase at 2 units at every 2 weeks of interval. So next is my summary and conclusions. So the first thing is that lycase was effective if we apply it as low as 0.5 units when applied at a 2-week frequency. Similarly, when we applied lycase at 2 units, we can reduce the frequencies up to 12 weeks, and it is still significantly effective. Lycase application was as effective as cultural management control in reducing the thatch layer, but it was when lycase was applied along with the cultural management practice, it was significantly effective than only the cultural management practice. Well, lycase application was effective in reducing thatch layer at Ultradorf, Bermuda Green, and Zoysia grass maintained at a home lawn cultural management practices. My conclusions are that direct application of lycase has a potential to be developed as a new technique to manage thatch. However, we need to do some future studies where we need to verify the effectiveness of lycase application on golf courses and to characterize lycase from different sources, characterization in terms of optimum pH, optimum temperature, and stability in the thatch layer. I would like to thank my advisors and Georgia Golf Environmental Foundation for funding this project. Thank you, and I will have questions. Yes, sir. The question is that have we done any calculation on what would be the cost? At this point, we are basically trying to work on the proof of concept. But what we have seen here is that we can reduce the cost effectively if we are using if we are applying lycase at a lower level, or if we are applying lycase at a lower frequency. And we have also seen that the enzymes that we got from China, on a per unit basis, they were around 10 to 20 times cheaper than the lycase enzyme that we got from Sigma Aldrich. And they were equally effective in reducing the thatch layer and total organic carbon. To answer your questions, we have not sat down and done any calculation if you have to apply it on an acre basis, because we are still trying to optimize that, what would be the real rate and real frequency, and if different sources or even cheaper sources may be as effective.
Last question.
Yes, sir. The question is that did we find any relationship? It was a significant reduction, but there was no linear trend, because at all the rates, as I have shown, we got a significant reduction, and those reduction with different activity levels, they were not significantly different from each other. So it means that even if we apply 0.5, it will be significantly the same as we apply 2 units, if we are applying it at a frequency of 2 weeks. Thank you.